Welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey, the Archie McPhee podcast. I'm David Wall, the director of awesome here at Archie McPhee. And today I'm joined by Shauna Danger, the high priestess of rubber chickens, and Scott Heff, creator of Kitsch, to replicate one of our creative meetings. We've done this a couple times before, and what happens is we get some random words from people on Twitter and then use them to make an Archie McPhee product. Now, usually when we have our creative meetings, it's a group of six people, and our ideas are more bound by the reality of the world around us. But in this staged creative meeting, we let ourselves pitch whatever product we want. There was a technical problem while recording this, so it cuts off in the middle of one of our product pitches. And when we came back, we actually came up with a product that we are going to make at Archie McPhee. So I cut the end off because it would be a spoiler. Enjoy our creative meeting. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
it's podcast time again.
Yes.
It is October.
Rocktober?
Rocktober after September.
Wow.
I know that one of the people I follow on Twitter said that he was tired of all the tobers because the cartoonist tried to name this Inktober. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I will only accept October and Rocktober.
There's no other tobers to you. Okay, I'm with that.
Tobers.
So yeah. Inktober's been going for a while. I've never participated in it.
What do you have to do to participate in it?
Like you do a drawing every day, just like a little sketch or something.
And then have it tattooed on you?
No. Oh. But presumably, I guess you could do it. You would do it in pen, in ink.
I get you.
On paper.
Uh-huh.
Although you could do tattoo every day.
Uh-huh.
It's the month, every October I get 31 tattoos.
Yeah. running out of space.
After that's it. That's all the tobers.
Done. I am
Socktober.
I am celebrating Monster Month, though, where I'm wearing a different monster or horror movie-related enamel pin every day.
Yes.
And today I have a glow-in-the-dark Frankenstein's monster.
Yes.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
We know that it's Frankenstein's monster. That's the obvious thing because everybody
You mean Frankenstein?
Frankenstein. But you know my issue with that. If that's Frankenstein's monster, who's the bride of Frankenstein? Is she marrying Dr. Frankenstein? I don't think so.
Why not? What's wrong with him?
She's marrying the monster.
Bride of Frankenstein's monster.
She should have said so.
They don't say it's Bride of Frankenstein's monster, do they?
It's Mr. and Mrs. Frankenstein's monster.
Frankenstein's bride and Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. Wouldn't Frankenstein's monster also have the last name Frankenstein? So maybe it's just putting, you know, it's like Frankenstein. He's also Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's why, but he is
also Frankenstein.
You know, his dad is Dr. Frankenstein, and he's Frankenstein Jr.
I was gonna bring up to how hilarious it was. You told your kids the story of scaring your mom. Do you
mind? No, it was my wife.
Your wife.
So when early on, like when we were first married, she fell asleep on the couch, and what I did was I took a My Buddy doll. I don't know if you're familiar with those. They're from the 80s. They were kind of a...
They based Chucky
from Child's Play on these dolls. So they're these big dolls.
Horrific.
They were marketed to boys. It's like a way for the boys to play with these big dolls. You know, probably about, I don't know, 2.5 feet tall
they're,
or something.
They're sizable. Yeah, they give you the feeling of a kid.
Oh, I didn't know they're that big.
They're substantial.
Yeah.
So what I did was she was asleep on the couch.
Yes.
And I set him up in the middle of the room standing. So I put something behind him that was propping him up that she couldn't see. So it looked like, because they don't stand on their own. So the fact that he was standing in the middle of the room was alarming. So I did that and then she just napped. And then I just, you know, left or whatever. And she woke up to a My Buddy doll staring at her from the middle of the room.
Did you guys have children at that point?
We did not.
Aha.
We've since had four children. after 10 years.
All boys. Little buddies. And all little buddies.
I was pulling out all my Halloween decorations, and I use a lot of toys in my Halloween decorations, creepier toys, and I have two My Buddy dolls that I've gotten from the thrift store. and one of which was the original one I pranked her with. So anyways, I was getting the Halloween decorations out, and I was like, oh, the My Buddy. And so I was telling my kids, like, oh, I pranked your mom good with this My Buddy doll, and I was telling him what I did. And the my 7-year-old, Gray, he insisted that we reenact it. So he was like, wait, okay. So, like, he's like, so I'm mom. And he, like, lays on the couch, and he's like, now what did you do? So we set the whole thing up because he wanted to know exactly what happened. And so I took pictures of the whole thing, and it was pretty funny.
But nobody actually got scared, right?
Not in this time.
That other time sounds really scary. That time I scared my wife.
Yes. Yes. So
wow.
That was fun.
That is fun.
And we watched The Conjuring last night, I just want to say, which I'm excited. So that's one thing I try to do in October, obviously, along with other people, is watch a lot of scary movies.
Yes.
Finally got my wife to watch The Conjuring, which is one of my favorite and scariest movies.
And I literally, 10 minutes ago, just was talking to Q about The Conjuring, which he hasn't seen.
Oh, he hasn't seen it.
No.
Here's what I learned, because then I was reading the trivia. It's rated R.
No spoilers.
It's restricted. But they, for no other reason other than being too scary, there's like no excessive gore, not enough swearing, nothing to give it
enough swearing for
an R rating, right? But it's still R. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, it scared my hubby, and he's always eternally disappointed because he can never get... Every scary movie, I'm like, oh, another scary movie. And then he watches it, and he's like, it wasn't really scary. This one, he was like, yeah, there were some moments. Yeah, that's pretty scary.
It's pretty scary.
So, yeah.
But I enjoyed the picture on your Twitter account.
Yes.
Of the My Buddy.
The My Buddy with my son laying on the couch pretending to nap.
That cracked me up. The store van got a new wrap.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yep.
It turned out great.
It did. I joked on Twitter that we went more subtle, but it is not more subtle. That was irony, I guess, like rain in a wedding day. But
sarcasm. Oh no!
So it
Alanis Morissette, quintessential '90s.
I know, and I was actually about to say to you, do you know what somebody mentioned to me on my little weekend trip to Ross Lake?
The Spin Doctors.
Yes, they did.
That's right. That's right.
Somebody said something randomly about the Spin Doctors. I said, "Have you been listening to our podcast?" He had not.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of friend that is.
So 4 Bigfoot. 3 Wallingford beasts on the van.
1 devil ducky.
1 devil ducky.
How many rubber chickens?
Oh.
Gosh, I didn't count.
So many, we couldn't even count them all.
More than five.
4 or 5, yeah, 6.
5 or 6.
6, yeah, because it depends. Do you count the Rubber Chicken Museum logo?
Yes.
So
yes. I do.
Yeah, so there's that one and a bunch of other ones, but it is a moving billboard for Archie McPhee.
And if you see it driving around, if you're in Seattle and you see it driving around,
say hey to Roger.
Say hey to Roger or Nadia and have him give you a finger puppet.
Oh, is that a thing now?
Oh, yeah. It's always been a thing. We
give
have a
me
toy.
A finger puppet.
We have a toy. If we run into people like at the gas station or things like that, we have toys that we give people.
Huh.
Finger puppet, mini chicken. Could be a finger hand, all kinds of stuff.
And just to discourage people from pulling up next to them in the freeway and honking the horn, they're not going to throw it out the window.
No throwing. So it's only for encounters.
Don't distract the driver.
No, please. They are meant to distract you.
Don't get too distracted.
So I was going to mention, too, we started up our YouTube channel again in more earnest. We've kind of let it. Well, I mean,
we weren't that earnest before.
We were earnest for a year, and it didn't do that much.
Yeah,
and then we kind of now we still do videos, but we kind of reserve it for product demonstration videos that are then put on our website. And this time we were doing Facebook Lives to do our super awesome show, the show that Shauna and I do together. And we're going to move that over to YouTube and do them more often. We'll still do them live.
Yep.
And we have some other things that we're looking at. Hef and I did some filming this morning. So hopefully we'll have some other
and
content up there. And Steve Q, yes. Most importantly, Steve Q, probably. And
perhaps.
Yes. So hopefully we will have some more regular content up there. So if you do not subscribe to our YouTube channel, please do.
Yeah, it's really good. And we've already had somebody from the Seattle channel mentioned it. So he got some ideas. So Seattle channel, our show is going to be on the 31st of October. So we'll send out information about that.
On Halloween.
It will be on Halloween.
That's great.
The day of our costume contest. Ooh. And our potluck.
Ooh.
Ooh, spooky
a food
potluck.
Event.
Yeah, I know you're happy.
And that's also the day the mannequins come alive.
It's the best day of the year.
And that's the day you're closing the building by yourself.
Oh, no. And we'll watch The Conjuring 2 that day.
We'll watch The Conjuring 2. The mannequins will come alive, and then you're closing the building in the dark.
But there's a potluck.
I would show up.
Worth it.
Otherwise, I'd be like, I'm feel sick that day.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, free food day.
Yeah.
I'm in.
What do you think I'm going to bring?
My guess would be Rice Krispie treats.
The scariest of all treats.
Can you be scary and have the word treat?
Yeah. It's the corpse or of crispy. Rice. Third degree rice, burned rice.
Rice corpse. Treats.
You could shape them like a dead body or something. I don't know. Make them spooky.
I put candy corn on them.
Okay. They're great. I love them. I was just trying to think of a way to spookify them, but candy corn's great.
Spookify them.
They have candy corn fangs.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll eat one.
At least.
Sure.
They're good.
I know.
We're going to do product development today.
Ooh.
So we asked Twitter, and what did we ask for?
Yeah, what did you ask Twitter? I wasn't in on this.
We said, please. So we've had varying degrees of success with this where we'll ask for a word. But like we did like, what's your favorite word? And then we kind of got like the words that people said were too weird because we kind of just want random words, but not like random. Not like, oh, this is the most random word I know. We just want like a smattering of words. So this time we asked for a noun, a verb, and an adjective.
Mad Lib style.
Yeah, that are unrelated to each other.
Yeah.
And we got some good response. I think this is the best way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was a success. So.
Okay.
But Shauna has the list in front of her, so she's going to.
I have not seen this list before.
Yeah. You're going to read some random words
Hef
from it?
Hef recommends that I do it verb, adjective, noun.
Yeah, you might want to add an ing on the verb, because I didn't ing them.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, so here I go. I'm picking randomly.
And then we're going to try and come up with a product based on the three words you say.
An Archie McPhee product. This is like Shauna is pitching us a product.
Okay, we're going to go with frying.
Uh-huh.
Subterranean.
Oh, love it already.
weird. There's something that's on elbow.
So frying, subterranean, elbow.
Yes.
Well, that's a hard one.
Boo-hoo. Get it together.
What do you got?
Well, okay. I think the elbow is an underrepresented part of the body in the novelty industry. I'm hard-pressed now to think of any novelty related to the elbow.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, you know, eyes or noses or
fingers,
big ears, fingers. Even, yeah, hands.
Even when you go into, like, bone things, there's spines and things like that. By the way, you know, my cat Ruby is a really weird little cat, and she loves my elbows so much she loves to rub her gums on them and bite them. She loves my elbows. Every morning my cat bites my elbows. So that could help us with the theme.
It could. But I'm trying to figure out how.
But you're right, elbow.
Elbow is a thing because I was trying to imagine because frying now makes me think of those kitchen top deep fryers and those air fryers that have come out now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing that's stymieing me is the underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I could easily see buying something or making something that hooks onto your elbow that is also a fryer. So that you could put a potato in one end and pull a fry out the other end. Because it's an underused part of your body.
I love that.
Yes.
I can easily see hooking something onto my elbow. course.
Well, the elbow is just so functional. It's like it's never used for anything in the novelty industry because what would you put there? Because yeah. I've heard, you know, and people do say, I think as someone here, it might, is it you, Hef, that has stabby elbows?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sharpest elbows in the biz.
My cat would go nuts for your elbows. She'd like yours even more than
she'd
mine.
She'd cut herself on them, I'll tell you what.
You do have very sharp elbows. You're known for it.
Where does the underground come in, though, in this functionality?
So.
Subterranean.
You're frying your, so you've got your elbow fryer. Unless the thing you're frying is elbows, like of animals.
Oh, or elbow macaroni.
Oh, yeah. Or yeah. The band, or you listen to the band Elbow.
I don't know that band.
Me neither. I do know the macaroni.
And you know the Spin Doctors, so.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Full circle.
Yeah. Okay, so subterranean.
Well, it could be underground in the sense of like. You know, underground music kind of underground.
Or
well.
What about if you were like doing the tube, like the, a subway,
uh-huh.
And this was your business in the subway
well,
to make a little money. It's like a busking gig.
I like this. So what would it be is for, it's like a subway busker elbow fryer. Okay. Where they will have a melange of friable vegetables, including turnips,
mm-hmm.
Bits of squash, some potato, sweet potato, and you order, and then they go through the elbow fryer into a newspaper funnel.
Yes, a newspaper funnel for sure, and that leaves your other elbow free for the money pot.
Okay, so you in second Shauna invention, the elbow wallet.
Above ground.
I think it would be funny because I think we could sell it just based on you have so much wasted space in your elbow.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Because immediately you've got two free hands if you put everything else on your elbows.
That's true.
Because the only thing I can think of about the elbows are those jackets that have the elbow patch
right.
mm-hmm.
on there because it wears a little bit extra on your.
Or like lady's handbag. We carry like, we crook mm-hmm. our elbow to carry a handbag, but it actually isn't hanging off of our elbow.
Hmm. This is making me think we should think of an elbow product.
Yeah.
Like elbow maybe product. Not the fryer because it's, you know, it may be dangerous to have that
splattering
much heat next
on your
to your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
What about an air freshener just that's a picture of an elbow?
That's the lowest common denominator idea that you could come up with.
Thank you.
It's great because most people have them.
Everyone relates.
Everyone loves elbows.
Actually, I think it's not a bad idea if that's what it says in the package.
Everyone loves elbows. I'm writing this down.
You know what that reminds me of is we did the plague pin set.
I know exactly what you're
and
saying.
And I did the boils. And it's just like a close-up of someone's elbow with some boils
that's
on
right.
their arm.
We did an elbow product.
We've already done one. That is the funniest. I love that.
So now we just need to add a frying pan.
The plague's buttons, meaning for your Seder dinner.
Yeah.
But that is so funny.
Oh, that's so funny.
Let's move on. I
hey, you want another
struggling,
one?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not done with this one. Okay.
You guys did great. I got nothing to contribute
okay.
on that one.
Wiggling. Oh, no. Wiggle.
It was dirty.
Now yeah.
Oh, dear. You got to be careful with this one.
Okay, wiggling. Here, I got it. Wiggling, terrifying parsnip.
Okay.
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 I already like the idea of a parsnip.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I'm picturing.
Okay.
So we had in the realm of like the wind-ups, but it's the, you pull the string and then you let go and it kind of vibrates and flops around.
Uh-huh.
So I'm picturing like a personified parsnip,
yes.
but that's a vampire. Mm-hmm. Like a vampiric parsnip that has a thing that you pull and then it like writhes and...
that's really cute.
Yeah, that's what I picture.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, I love it. The other thing that I'm picturing when you were talking about the wiggling is, has everyone seen those terrifying butler human-sized butlers that just they're motion activated, and you walk past them, and then just they just start jingling and jangling.
Yes, I haven't seen that.
That would be really great, by the way, as a possible. Anyway,
go to Target.
And there's some butler that just wiggles as you walk by and just rattles and wiggles. What if he had a parsnip head?
Oh, yeah.
So like a life-size, terrifying. Like that would be really terrifying.
That would be terrifying.
Okay,
I would be scared of that.
I love personified food items, yeah. And I think making them terrified makes them even better.
It reminds me of, as I was saying, I pulled out my Halloween decorations. One of them is from the 80s, is McDonald's did a line of Happy Meal toys of the McNuggets.
Yeah.
But for Halloween. So there's like a Frankenstein McNugget, and I have...
Frankenstein's monster?
McNugget.
No, it was Doctor.
No. It was just the doctor.
It was kind of a boring one.
Frankenstein's monster McNugget.
So weird.
So I have a vampire McNugget, but I've lost all the pieces to it. Like it comes with like a hair piece and a cape.
Wow.
But the only thing that's vampire about him is he has little fangs. So he's a McNugget with a little face, and then he has fangs.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is cool.
Know what also we could do is, you know, you wear a lot of those pins. It could be a parsnip with those wiggly, dangly legs pin, like a vampire parsnip with the wiggly, terrifying legs.
What if instead of it being an enamel pin, what if we just sold parsnip legs that you could attach to an actual parsnip?
Parsnip legs!
Personify your own parsnip. Give it it's a little kit. That comes with a little cape for the vampire and little fangs and some legs. And you turn your own part. You supply the parsnip. It's like a Mr. Potato Head kind of. The old school Mr. Potato Head. That you turn into a little vampire.
Would they be muscular dancer legs?
Oh, well.
You've already Googled it, so.
This is how I imagine this going down at an actual meeting of ours, though. I would say parsnip legs. And Mark would go, well, you could use them on a potato, too. And I would be like, no, they're parsnip legs.
It's like parsnip.
First of all, parsnip.
I do like that. You know, we're doing some more bendies. We have the bendy rubber chicken.
Yes.
Why not do a bendy parsnip? I mean, bendy, wiggly, it's in the same arena.
We could take this out of the episode, too, but just monster vegetables is a pretty cute idea,
thank you,
too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Just a little... little thing to do, like, you know, Frankenstein's monster parsnip.
Mm-hmm. Or Dr. Frankenstein parsnip, too.
A weird snip.
With a rope belt.
I got bitten by a parsnip on the night of a full moon. And now I transform.
Now I have the urge to choke people.
How do I know when you're a parsnip? My wiggly legs!
can we do a parsnip? That's dressed as a scarecrow as a pumpkin head somehow?
Oh, pumpkin head guy always got to bring up a pumpkin head.
I'm just kidding.
we talked about that too, that you were like, at one point when you were in Ireland, you were there and you saw people carving.
Turnip. Okay, so, which is very, pretty much like like a parsnip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, did I already tell this story?
Yeah. But I was just
on the air?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Because in Ireland, I spent Halloween in Ireland many years ago. And, of course, you know, we have jack-o'-lanterns that we carve, pumpkin into a jack-o'-lantern. But there, they have really big turnips. And they carve the turnip into the jack-o'-lantern. So it's like
it's freakier looking.
It's freaky looking, and it's a project. Like, it's one per household.
You said there were a lot of angry dads out carving.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the dad has to hollow out the giant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
I would hate that.
Yeah. So it wasn't like everybody gets their own.
So there's a connection, too.
Yeah. Yep. So terrifying.
Monster vegetables.
I like it.
Yep. Okay. Am I going forward?
Yes, please.
Okay. We're going to do dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Oh, purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we're going to go with blender.
Dancing Purple Blender.
Which, by the way, got on the list twice. So two suggestions of Blender.
Two people said Blender.
Was one
that's
of them
right.
Mark? Because he loves Blenders.
No.
I know.
I love Blenders too.
Okay.
I'm pro Blender.
I'm sorry. I thought it was only Mark.
Dancing Purple Blender. Well, the Blender's kind of its own thing. So I wonder if we could take that away from being an actual blender in some way.
What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a literal blender. It could just encompass the idea of blending.
Yeah. Also, there's different kinds of blenders. There's immersion blenders.
Oh.
There's, whisks.
Mm-hmm.
I taught you about immersion blenders,
you
didn't
did.
I?
And we love it.
It took you a year to fall in love with it, and now you love it.
I bought it. It sat for a year. I bought it for my wife as a present. It sat for a year. Then we started using it, and now we use it all the time.
Hey, what color is it?
It's red.
Oh.
I was going to say purple, we would be done.
Yeah. It dances. I mean, what if that's how it blended? Is but you know,
the dancing
so it's like
makes,
it's, it,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get parsnip legs.
Okay.
And you attach a handle to it.
Okay.
And then you just dance it, dance it, dance it. It's purple.
Mm-hmm.
You dance it, dance it, dance it. And the wiggling muscular legs whips the...
Does the blending.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the whisk. I like a personified whisk that you make dance. Whisk.
That you wiggle the legs. The legs are the wiggler.
How can it have internal organs?
Here's what immediately popped in my head. I don't think this is a better idea, but it's just I'm just telling you what popped in my head.
Let's hear it.
So it's like what I picture is we used to have one of these dancing Santas that like is motion censored. You walk by
you
it.
You mean like his pelvis moved around?
Yes. Yes.
Is this
yes,
like Shauna's butler?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, but it's you know, it's like 18 inches tall. So I'm just picturing a traditional blender.
Yes.
It's purple.
Uh-huh.
You know, purple buttons and whatnot. That's glass, but it's personified as well. It's personified everything. You know, it's got arms.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a face on the glass part.
Okay. Googly eyes
and,
or no?
I think it would have googly eyes.
Because it wiggles.
Because it wiggles. So, and then it's, you know, it's kind of jointed in the sense that when you walk by, it starts to wiggle its middle section back and forth. And maybe sings a song.
Does it blend?
About being a purple blender. No, it wouldn't be a working blender.
Oh!
I that would be dangerous.
That's what it blended.
It was a motion-detecting blender.
Yeah. Oh, that was,
I
and
guess.
It sings, I like piña coladas.
Yeah. I like purple.
Coladas. A motion-detecting blender. Why not?
That's dangerous.
Why not motion detector for all dangerous equipment? A motion detecting lawnmower.
Yeah. It's like you come within 3 feet and it turns on.
Chainsaw. It's so convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
A motion detecting blender that dances. Oh.
So I'm just saying that's what first popped in my head. It can be improved upon. So please.
That one to me, I don't have anything to add to it.
Yeah.
What can make it better? Well, yeah, I think
Making it a working blend, because I was just picturing a little dancing toy, but making it a working blender that's not motion sensitive. It's like you push the button and then it blends and dances.
I think the immersion blender with the legs that that dance.
I do like that.
And that's what causes the thing is the way to go.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, I would.
I like that for all of our products today, we're just adding dangling legs.
Although I have to say,
making
a blender, an immersion blender with blades. An attractive
leg blades
looking toy that kids would want to play with might not be the best route.
What if you
I don't have children, so I don't know anything about that. leg blades.
What if you made all the ingredients for a mixed drink in the shape of a toy and then you put it in the blender?
Yeah.
And it twirled as it did it and made something delicious.
Yeah.
That would be perfectly safe to make a toy that was intended
exactly.
to go in a blender.
Yeah.
The kids like. Its little face pressed up against the glass.
That's pretty good.
It's like one of those mason jars that they have on Pinterest that have all the ingredients for vegetable soup or chili or something.
Yeah.
You're supposed to pour it in.
Yeah.
It's like that, except in the shape of a doll.
Perfect.
And you blend it.
Okay, done.
We might have to have like a warning on it, you know, like not, you know, not a toy, something like that.
No.
Ready for another?
Yeah, let's do it.
Since that one is locked up solid. That is
I like all three of our ideas.
Yeah, our ideas are gold, baby. Okay, next up, we're going to go with transforming crunchy escalator.
Ooh. Okay. Crunchy escalator.
Crunchy. Transforming.
Because I already like a transformer, like traditional transforming robot that you had as a kid.
Yeah.
That just transforms into an escalator is pretty funny.
Best too is if it was somewhere where there was nothing and it just flopped over at its side.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like here's a random escalator. Just set it on the desk. And then it turns into like a, you know, a cool looking robot.
That's
cool. It's like the scene in Big where it's a building that becomes a robot, you know. It's like who wants a building?
Yeah.
It's like who wants an escalator?
So if
just a disembodied escalator.
That become an escalator.
That's like the Mitch Hedberg joke. That's like there's no such thing as a broken escalator. It's just stairs.
Yeah. Right.
So if there was a transformer that turned into an escalator, what would its name be?
Ooh,
Optimus Climb.
Oh, David Wong.
I'm asking.
Pretty
I'm
good.
Asking.
No, that was. Oh. I think you nailed it.
Okay.
Optimus Climb.
So I guess the crunching is the confusing part.
Yes, the crunchy.
But what about the crunchy part being, you know, that you walk up it, right? Mm-hmm, so something crunchy on the. On the steps of the escalator.
Like peanuts? Cereal?
I was thinking, yes!
Yeah.
Like peanut shells?
I don't get
it. Or eggshells? I don't know. That's crunchy.
Fall leaves?
What's crunchy? Yeah. Let me just name it Crunchy. Crunchy the Transforming Escalator. My name's Crunchy.
Normally I look like a stairway, but...
Come crunch with me.
Now I'm Optimus Climb.
For more information about Archie McPhee and any products, well, real products mentioned during this episode, go to McPhee.com. That's McPhee.com. Still working on those dangly legs for parsnips.